This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Cindy Siwe Chikunga, the Minister of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, has withdrawn from the Friday shutdown, and apparently the Women for Change movement is not happy about this withdrawal. So the shutdown is expected to take place on Friday, 21st of November, on the eve of the G20 Leaders Summit at Nasrec, south of Johannesburg. And South Africans are expected to observe, a 15-minute standstill at exactly 12 p.m. and a refrain from participating in any economic activity for the day.
So we are in conversation with a leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkhize, who is going to be joining us. And we are asking you this question. Remember, we asked you, if you found yourself in the minister's position, should there be something that there's an uprise, a group of people are protesting against your employer? And it's for the right cause.
Yeah.
They are right in doing that.
We need to qualify.
Your employer was in the wrong.
Yeah.
So in that point, would you join these protesters, or would you stand with your employer? We are on 0798996226. We'll be going through your messages. At the moment, we are joined by leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkhize. Doc, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us, Doc. Do you find that in most cases, Doc, people choose the safer option of staying employed over doing the right thing or fighting for a public cause? Or have you ever seen instances where people choose to lead with the ethically right action, even if it means being at odds with their employer and shaking the table or, making things a bit awkward for them? What have you observed?
Well, what I've seen in the previous years, you will see that people preferred to just stay in their own corner, in their own lane, not fighting other people's battles. But of lately, as you would know, we've had people who are saying, not welcome here. I am going to stand and I am going to fight. I mean, if you think of the recent cases of your Babitas, the whistleblowers, those are people that are saying, you know what, I am going to stay in the cause and I am going to do what is ethically right.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a little bit of a shift when it comes to employees and fighting for the rights of others.
From where you are sitting, what are some of the pros and cons of fighting for the right cause, even if maybe in this case means looking like you are defying the organization?
Yeah, so what I've seen is that if you don't fight for what is right, pretty soon it's also going to affect you. So it's like cancer. If you see something wrong that is happening and you're saying, you know what, for as long as it's not happening to me, I'm going to stay in my corner, pretty soon it's going to reach you and you're going to call on the very same people that you were not fighting for. But what I'm seeing is that on the positive side, people are saying, companies, we want you to run things like a culture survey and understand what is our culture and what are our complaints. And we are going to stand as unified and fight for the right thing. So we're starting to see such behavior trickling in different organizations. However, you can't then just force the change and instruct people that, you know what, my employer, I want you to do this, we're going to fight for this. You need to drip feed the system and make sure that you first sell the understanding, the why should the employer listen to your complaints, and then the employer buys in, and ultimately you can have a force of an employer backing you in the change that you're trying to bring forward.
And what should employers consider when it comes to employees who choose to stand with the community or a client that's fighting against the organization?
Well, if you look at it this way, if we are an organization that relies on investors and investment, we're first going to look at our bottom line, right? And we would rather say to you, I'll talk about right now everyone is going kind of purple because we're standing a fight against GBV and children, right? Mm-hmm. And whilst it's a very good movement, you know, but then we're getting people internationally who are coming over and they're coming to check where can we invest, how can we invest. And they're finding us saying, in our country, we are killing each other. Your investment might not be sustained here because we are a disruptive country. So how would we have done it differently? Maybe we needed to engage in preparation for G20 way ahead of time, engage the minister and say, this is the cause that we stand for. This is what we want to do. How can we do it in such a way that it does not disrupt our economy? And anyone who is looking from outside and looking within, they can see a country that is united, that stands against such things. So in the absence of you taking your employer with, in the change that you bring forward, the employer might just say, you know, you're on your own. Here, I'm worried about my bottom line. And so it is important that it is consultation between both the employee and the employer, and we both understand what's in it for me and how are we going to make sure that we drive this message without disrupting the system.
All right, makes sense. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming through and talking to us. Appreciate your great insights. That's our leadership expert, Dr. Mpumi Mkhize.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.